This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
Do you suffer from allergies? Are you tired of feeling tired? Are you getting sinus infection after sinus infection? You may even have eczema or asthma. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist and find out what's causing your symptoms. Remember, if you're trying to put out a fire, stop pouring gas on it. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist today. You can find us at richmondallergy.com.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of EBA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank, serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA Sports. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center, to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult Services.
To learn more, go to FaisonCenter.org and consider making an online gift. Or call the Faison Center at 804-612-1947.
In 1984, Charles McDaniel capped off his third straight season leading UVA in tackles and was named first team All-ACC.
McDaniel has continued a legacy with a career of a different approach, helping move individuals and companies with ease.
Since 2005, McDaniel has served as the CEO of Hildrip, one of the most acclaimed moving companies in the U.S.
Whether moving near or far, Hildrip will show you why they are the best moving services company.
Next time you need help moving, go to Hildrip.com.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces. Whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Broad location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of EVA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank, serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA Sports. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Who's Talkin' on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Diehard Wahoo Frank Maloney and former UVA basketball standout Jim Hobbo Hobgood break down the Cavaliers each week in a way that only Frank and Hobbo can provide. Brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of Richmond, TGI Fridays, Clinical Research Partners, Richmond Allergy and Asthma, and Oaklea Press.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
The weather's so pretty, we had to play Good Vibrations by the Beach Boys.
It is a beautiful day. Spring-like. Spring-like.
Welcome, Wahoos and ACC fans. Who's Talking is on the air. Frank and Hobbo in studio. Neither rain nor sleet nor even beautiful weather will keep us out of studio, will it?
I was thinking about playing hooky today. It really is a nice day. And, you know, once basketball season ends, I sort of lose my motivation. But I guess basketball season never ends anymore thanks to NIL and the portal. It's becoming like football.
All right, we have a great show planned tonight. We've got none other than Paul Collins joining us shortly. And then we have Dr. O with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. And then later in our show, at the bottom of the hour, Jerry Ratcliffe, the esteemed beat writer, and he's going to be inducted into the State Hall of Fame.
That's I told Linnell for podcast purposes in July, probably.
July.
But we're going to refer to him now as Hall of Fame sports writer Jerry Ratcliffe.
Well, he still has jerryratcliffe.com, and he does some podcasting, and every now and then he appears in some way, shape, or form on the Sabre.
And has been around Virginia Athletics almost as long as I have, you know, so that is a long time. We know that.
Man, you talk about some creaking bones. All right. Like I said, we got Paul Collins up next. Paul played offensive tackle for George Welsh, the famous Hall of Famer himself. And I wish George was around so we could get his thoughts on the challenge that Tony Elliott faces, because let's face it, this is an unprecedented situation. And
well, the challenge is pretty great. And as you, when we had the conversation with Carla Williams last week, really a challenge unlike any program Virginia has ever had to had to face.
So. Or probably any other school other than Marshall, which had the horrible plane crash way back when. Was that the 60s?
I think it was in the 70s, probably.
Was it 70s?
But
they made it a great movie out of it, which I thought did justice to that tragedy, which must have been such a jolt through that whole community. And on a lesser level, this thing, it's not over. I mean, the players and the team are healing. The coaches are clearly healing. I mean, what do you tell parents, right? Those have to be brutal conversations.
Well, probably the best way to heal is to get back out on the field and practice and play. And Paul, let me start you off tonight. As we look at spring, I'm sure you've had some conversations with some of your contacts about spring practice. Obviously, there was an article in the paper about some of the individuals who have looked good in the spring, not the least of which is the new quarterback, Tony Musket. But what have you heard to date about spring practice and how the team looks?
Yeah, no, I've heard a lot of good things. You know, competitive, heard a lot of energy. I stay in touch with some of the O-line contacts. They said that they're excited about the new O-line coach. They love the way he teaches. A lot of professional NFL techniques, languages. So they're pretty excited about that. You know, for the roster that we've got and the coaches that we've got, you know, we've and the conference, let's put it that way too, with the conference that we've got, you know, we've got a shot to put some wins on the calendar, and we've got shots to lose games too. So it'll, but I think, you know, from the spring standpoint, to your point, what you said, I think the kids were just excited to get out of the winter conditioning program and get onto the field and strap it up. And I'm sure, you know, seeing Mike out there, you know, running around full speed, that meant a lot to the kids. So, you know, listen, springtime for everybody is positive, and that's a good thing. You know, you need it, you know, especially coming off the season we had and the way it ended. You know, you need to have that spring cleaning, so to speak, and, you know, getting back out there and strapping it up and getting contact and feeling good about the progress that you've made. That's a good thing, especially for that team, those coaches, and these kids.
Couldn't agree more with you, Paul. Hey, you know, much has been made of player development and the coaching staff that's in place now. You know, they've got their work cut out for them, but I think they're excited by this because now they're back to – they're on the field for a couple weeks here. They're getting ready for the spring game this Saturday in Scott Stadium at 2 p.m., and I'll be there. I'll be in the press box with my binoculars and my pen, and I'll be trying to figure out who's who.
yep.
In recent years, there's so much shuffling of jersey numbers. Bronco Mendenhall started that. But I do think this is going to be exciting to see what quarterback Tony Muskett's got, and also it'll be interesting to see if Jay Wolfolk will be out there as well. Virginia is having a phenomenal baseball season. They're almost up to 30 wins. I think they only have 4 losses.
Yeah, 28-4 at the moment.
And so this team is on a roll, and Wolfolk has been closing games. So will Brian O'Connor share his closer with Tony Elliott, the football coach? I think that remains to be seen. At the same time, Hollins, that's got to be inspiring. The fact that that young man has come back from getting shot. I think he got hit by two of those bullets. For him to be back out there and competing to play, I think it's remarkable. I mean, what do you think?
Well, listen, if you're, you know, every day's, you know, every guy's going to have a bad day or a bad practice, but all Mike's got to do is come up to him and say, hey, chin up. You know, I'm out here. I'm loving it. And you didn't go through what I went through. And, you know, forget about the bad player. Forget about the bad day. Tomorrow's a new day. So that'd be really I'd run through a wall for the kid. I'll be honest. You know, if I was on that team and, you know, I'm out there bitching and moaning. Excuse me if I'm not allowed to say that. But
you're okay. You know, I can't say that, but you can say that.
You know, it was a family show.
Yeah.
Right. Oops.
You just got married. Where did that come from?
No, that we're good to go.
After I said it, so I apologize. But
no, you're okay.
You're out there complaining. You know, you can't help but look at the guy, and you got to tell yourself, "Hey, Collins, you know, just suck it up, buddy." Because that guy's out here. So. Yeah, no, listen, every spring you're always optimistic. The team's still going to have a lot of challenges, right? I mean, the O-line development's going to be key. You know, I don't know a lot about Muskett, but I know, you know, Jay can run around. Obviously, early in the season, if you've got a suspect younger offensive line, you need to have some ability back there. I think the first game particularly – where you're going to have SEC, you know, 6'5", 250-pound defensive ends running 4.5, 4.6 40s, you know, they're going to pin their ears back all game on a pocket passer. So, you know, if Muskett plays, hopefully they have a short passing game. And if Jay plays, you know, you got to let Jay run around. And, you know, we talked about that some last year where they, you know, became too pocket-oriented with a porous line. So, you know, we've got some smart coaches. I got to believe that they're going to game plan around that. Help, you know, Lord help us if they don't. But, you know, I'd like to see some mobility back in the QB position. I mean, you've got to help the O-line. I mean, that's – you just have to help the O-line. And you help the O-line by short passes, three-step drops, get rid of the ball fast, and a mobile quarterback. And
well, if you're assuming that Coach O'Connor absolutely shares that young man and that young man's family – agrees that he should play both sports going forward because, again, Wolfolk is having a terrific spring in baseball on a team that is doing some amazing things. And this team might just be going, back to Omaha. I mean, this baseball team is, what are they, top five now?
I think they're number seven, or they were last week.
But I think they've moved back.
Could be.
And they swept Miami. They swept Florida State.
I think there's zero chance of him playing in the spring game this Saturday. But that's just me. But I don't know. Are quarterbacks off limit in the spring game, or can the people even hit the quarterbacks spring game?
They're two hand touch for sure.
Yeah, I would say you don't. We don't have much depth there as it is. So I would say no, you don't touch. You know, if you touch a guy, you're running. That's what George used to say about Sean. If you touch him, you're running the stadium stairs. So I would say don't touch him, but you hope that for the program's sake and that the kid wants to do it, the coaches, and I think Tony's a professional and a great guy and family oriented. I know Coach O'Connor is. You got to hope to make it work out. Unlike O'Brien at NC State when he laid down the law and told Russell Wilson he couldn't do both, and Russell said, "All right, fine, I'll leave," and goes to the Rose Bowl with Wisconsin. So you got to hope for the program's sake. You'd like to see him work it out because again, I just think. right, wrong, or indifferent. This is not a criticism. It's just it is what it is. Musket ended up where he did in college, coming out of high school for specific reasons. So, I'm not. No matter what the hype is, and listen, I hope he comes out and I hope he's all ACC, right? But I still say he ended up where he ended up for specific reasons. So again, against Tennessee, if you've got a sturdier pocket passer, that's not ideal. It's not.
Particularly not on a team that is trying to develop an offensive line. Now, there's good news on that front. I want to squeeze this in there and get your thoughts. Some positive things news-wise are coming out from the coaching staff and the people that closely follow the team that, and I know I'm going to butcher this guy's name, but Ugonna Nanana is apparently showing signs of being an asset playing offensive line. It's also good to see that Virginia got Ben York from Lake Braddock High School, announced that he committed just in recent weeks. Also, offensive lineman Brian Stevens, the transfer from Dayton, will be coming in this summer. So there's some relief. Now, Virginia still needs two or three more players, particularly offensive linemen, from the portal. They could stand to grab a cornerback. I'm told that they could stand to grab a wide receiver. I'm trying to remember. There's another position that I'm forgetting. Maybe another defensive tackle. But defensive tackle Michael Diatta, safety Lex Long, defensive end Ben Smiley, and wide receiver Jaden Gibson have all been getting high marks from the coach and staff, and we will be joining a Zoom tomorrow to hear more about where all these players are as it relates to preparation for the spring game. So I did tune in for a recent Zoom call with Coach Elliott a week or so ago, and he was excited by the enthusiasm of the team, and that's what you've been hearing, right?
No, yeah. Listen, the kids are bought in. I think I told you, the one thing that I learned through the tragedy was that, there is a strong foundational belief of the kids that they're bought and sold in on Coach Elliott. And regardless of the results of Bronco, there were a lot of kids that weren't. I don't hear that from this group. I mean, there's a big buy-in of this group. Tony connects with these guys. I think you can hear the former Clemson players say that. So No, you know, the kids are bought in. You know, I know they're, you know, they've got a, you know, really strong staff. A lot of, you know, there's a lot of positives. And, you know, I just wish we weren't playing Tennessee the first game.
Yeah, Mike, you know, that I don't know who scheduled that one. But, you know, there's only one advantage to low expectations. It's a little easier to exceed them. Is it possible that this team might surprise us a little bit?
No, listen, we're in the right conference for that. You know, listen, if we're in the SEC, I'd be telling you no, you know, mail it in. We're not, you know, you've got a couple teams at the top, and then everybody else is bunched around. Even last year, right? I mean, go back to last season. You know, a lot of those games came down to the Louisville game. I mean, a lot of our games came down to one or two possessions. So you flip that script where we lost to those games on one or two possessions. We can win those games on one or two possessions. So that is the benefit of being in a weaker football conference, just calling it what it is.
Well, Virginia was able to hang in there. They very well should have won the Miami game.
And the Louisville game.
And Louisville, and they hung in there with Carolina. I mean, the freshman player of the year, May, for Carolina, the quarterback, had such a remarkable year. 4,000 passing yards for May. Virginia was right there with them in that game.
Yeah, no, we can surprise. I mean, you know, we can get to 6 wins in bowl eligibility, no doubt. You know, again, you got the transfer portal is getting ready to open back up. Hold your breath both ways, right? Good and bad.
Yep.
But to your point, I mean, you're going to have a lot of kids in other conferences that are coming out as 2s that are disappointed, and they'll be looking. So, you know, Tony's done a pretty decent job so far in the portal, and he's got to continue to do that. And, you know, you get a couple more kids that can bolster depth, and you know, you get a motivated team, you know, and again, you get a system. They've got to have an offensive system that fits their talent, and I don't think we had that last year.
That was the biggest question mark amongst the folks in the media. Why are they running this scheme with this talent? But I think Tony, to his credit, has been saying all the right things since that time, that they are doing a better job of trying to match the play calling and the overall scheme with the current talent. And I think that's going to make a big difference.
Yeah, I think his scheme was geared for Clemson-level talent, and we don't have that at this stage.
Well, I mean, very few schools do. That's crazy.
Yes. Correct.
Let's get that right. Hey, I want to point out something real quick. Paul, you and I have talked off-air quite a bit about the TV deals, and the ACC is locked in until 2036, I believe. Currently, Virginia and the rest of the teams in the ACC, they are getting, I think it's $36 million per ACC school now. But the Big Ten just signed a new 7-year deal, which is $1 billion a year for the 14 Big Ten schools to split. And that's an insane amount of money. And that funds all their athletic departments to the nth degree. And that makes water polo teams championship caliber right away. I'm being facetious there. The SEC is trying to work out a better deal. They're currently at $55 million per school, and they're negotiating with Disney, which is also the partner of the ACC, and something's got to give. I think, you know, the Big Ten partnered with a Fox CBS NBC deal, so it's like a different kind of package. But I think the ACC has got to go back to the drawing board. And there have been discussions with the Pac-12, which is now really the Pac-10, since USC and UCLA are leaving, and maybe put together a package where you bring in all those schools and you bring in all those other markets, and you throw air markets with their markets, and then maybe there's a way to negotiate something that's stronger. Anyway, we will dive into that more in the months ahead. I want to thank you, Paul, for being such a great friend of Who's Talking, an excellent contributor, a good friend, and
an excellent sponsor as well.
And a hell of a sponsor.
All right, boys. You guys have a great, great week.
Thank you, Paul.
Take care, Paul.
Appreciate all you've done for us. All right, we're going to go to break now. We have our Ortho Virginia injury report coming up after these messages with our friend Dr. O. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
At Kelleher, we've been serving the Metro Richmond area for over 50 years. We specialize in Trane heating and cooling products, in addition to serving all your heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, generator, and heating oil needs. With the fourth generation now in the business, Kelleher's team has the depth you can bet on for years to come. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's hard to stop the Kelleher team. Orange and Blue, serving you since 1968.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all 4 of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces, whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Broad location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Call for Clinical Research Partners. With all of the crazy new infections going on these days, like Lyme, COVID, flu, and monkeypox, we need newer and better medicines to stay healthy. Clinical trials are the only way that happens. Clinical Research Partners is now testing new vaccines for flu, COVID, and more. We need you. Come in and be in one of our studies now. Find us at clinicalresearchrva.com.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
We're back. Who's Talking welcomes you to the second segment tonight. This is Frank. Hobbo is to my right, and we are waiting for Dr. O, a.k.a. Kwadwo Owusu Achow, M.D., famous knee surgeon.
He is.
I don't know what he's doing. Maybe he's probably slicing and dicing.
Doing a little surgery as we speak, but as we wait for him, I was going to do this later, but your thoughts on the big lacrosse win over Carolina last Friday night.
Let's keep this simple. Virginia dominated the ground balls. They dominated in the major areas that matter. They ran their offense smoothly. They scored efficiently, and their defense was amazing. And they were hitting and pounding and stripping. And
got off to a great start, too. Well, that helped.
Well, it always does, particularly on the road, you know, and I think the Virginia players were very upset with how they played at the beginning of the Duke game, and then they had to play from behind on their own field.
They did it all without Connor Schellenberger, which they obviously rested him. I don't know if he'll be ready for this weekend against Duke again, but it would be terrific if he did.
It's okay. You know, the truth is Pete Gardo started for the first or second time this year, and trying to remember, there's another player that started behind the goal. Anyway, long short of it is Virginia lacrosse. I expect this Saturday's game at high noon in Durham against the Blue Devils. It will be a fierce contest.
It will be. High noon is a good time to start.
Perfect.
We got Dr. O on the line now. Doctor, we thank you for joining us tonight. You know, one of the Virginia football players, an excellent wide receiver, is back out on the field, Malachi Fields, speaking of Fields. But he's recovering from an ACL. Tell us a little bit about the ACL injury and what are the concerns relative to anything in the way of a recurrence?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's one of the most devastating ones. You hear about that and your heart falls into your stomach. So I'm glad to hear he's on his way back. You know, that ACL really plays the biggest role in stabilizing the knee joint with any kind of cutting, pivoting activity. And the reason why the rehab takes so long isn't so much just healing from the surgery, it's getting the muscles strong enough to protect the knee, really the quad muscle and the hip muscles and everything. So the biggest thing is, you know, really getting back to a point where those muscles can protect and stabilize the knee. And you can move smoothly. Most often we see ACL tears when someone's not quite moving like they should be, moving awkwardly or moving with anticipation. So I would anticipate his rehab team is trying to get him to that point. And usually it's just a matter of, you know, just low management, not going too far too fast.
I think Malachi Fields injured that knee. If it wasn't late spring, it was early summer. And so he had that surgery right away as soon as his knee, the swelling went down. So he's had a lot of time. So let's figure that out. So if he had the surgery in August, okay, late August, then you got September, October, November, December. That's 4 months.
Yeah, seven or eight months ago.
Yeah, so he... You know, these are young, superior athletes. They heal faster. So I think that young man is out there, maybe not in contact drills, but I think he's out there running around now, getting used to his leg. And, you know, he's, for all we know, he has some kind of brace. But listen, they what they can do now in that surgery is absolutely remarkable. I mean, I had an ACL reconstruction about 15 years ago, and I injured it on the tennis court. And I was back playing tournament tennis a year later, and I was in my 50s. So you figure a young man who's 19, 20 years old, it's, you know, he's healing at least 30% faster than a mature adult male, right? Right?
Well, you know, young people, they do heal faster. The other thing is we got to think about where did he start before the injury. You know, he's a D1 athlete. He's at peak conditioning to start with. And so coming back to that same peak level of strength, I mean, that's going to come back faster for someone like him. And then, of course, he's got the attention of, you know, a Division I athletic program for his rehab, which, you know, not all of us have access to.
Right. He gets to go in the pool, yeah. And they put on the little weight vest, and, you know, he gets to work against that machine that creates the current. So, you know, the recovery time is much faster. It's not like Frank Maloney on an elliptical bike going 8 million miles to try to, you know, build the range of motion, right?
Well, the challenge is football is a contact sport, and when he gets back out on the field, he's going to get hit again. So that's what you worry about.
I'm worried about the other guy. Malachi Fields is the man. He's going to bounce
back. Yeah, wide receivers in particular sometimes can be in vulnerable situations, but hopefully he's 100% back because obviously the Hoos need him on the field.
Got a question for you real quick, Dr. O. What are you seeing in your practice these days that – might be a little bit different or unusual relative to the norm?
Relative to the norm. You know what I'll tell you, man? I'm seeing a lot of pickleball injuries.
Listen, and, I believe it. I do. I believe
that. I thought that was a game where you didn't move. I thought you were nailed to the floor.
No. You're supposed to be drinking a margarita and cracking jokes, right?
Well, that's the problem. I think people underestimate the sport. I think they're coming in now thinking it's not a big deal. And then moving awkwardly, I've seen some terrible, terrible knee injuries and shoulder injuries from pickleball in the last year. Mm. So that's on the increase. So I'll warn your listeners, look, every sport is a sport. You know, take it seriously and, you know, take precaution.
Habbo's crossing that one off my list. Pickleball. I'm just going to have to eat pickles.
Habbo, you don't even know what pickleball is. All right. We have so enjoyed your visit tonight. And Dr. O, we wish you and everyone in your household a joyous week after Easter.
Dr. O, there's no question you're our rookie of the year, without question.
You are the rookie of the year, Dr. O.
You know, you're headed for all conference and all American next year, absolutely.
Do I get a trophy?
Yes, we'll work on that.
Hey, you know, in today's culture, everybody gets a trophy.
Everybody wins. All right. Dr. Achow, thank you so much. You have a great night, and you and your family have a good one, and we look forward to you next fall. All right. Final segment, the third segment coming up will be Jerry Ratcliffe, the great beat writer for UVA. Stay with Who's Talking.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletic Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Brennan Armstrong, quarterback for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos.
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Jeff McDonald and Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 804-888-8888.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at mitchellendoscopycenter.com or call 804-282-3255 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now. At Kelleher, we have been serving the Metro Richmond area for over 50 years. We specialize in Trane heating and cooling products. In addition to serving all your heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, generator, and heating oil needs.
With a fourth generation now in the business, Kelleher's team has the depth you can bet on for years to come. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's hard to stop the Kelleher team. Orange and blue serving you since 1968.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center, to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult Services.
To learn more, go to FaisonCenter.org and consider making an online gift. Or call the Faison Center at 804-612-1947. Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hopgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
Crank it up. Dire Straits, baby. Linnell is cranking Dire Straits right here in the 910 studio.
That's a good song for the UVA basketball roster as we lead into that. We're kind of in Dire Straits.
So, well, no, that's the name of the band, Sally. Oh. All right. Great show so far. We've got none other than UVA beat writer, podcaster.com aficionado.
Soon to be Hall of Famer.
Soon to be this summer in the Virginia State Hall of Fame, Mr. Jerry Ratcliffe.
Hey, Jerry. Thanks for taking a few minutes to join us tonight. We really appreciate your being on.
Always fun to be with you guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you don't think I listen to these things, but I heard your podcast the other day with Chris Graham, and I think at the time you were talking about Robert Jennings, one of the guys in the portal that Virginia is trying to attract. He was in town this past weekend. I think you said there was a second portal attendee this past weekend. Did you ever figure out who the second person was?
Jordan Miner, I think, from Merrimack.
was the other kid. He's grad transfer. Was the NEC Player of the Year and Defensive Player of the Year. Had some nice numbers up there, and would probably be a nice role player for Virginia should he come here.
Let me ask he's you a this. He's a hold on. He's a guard, right?
Minor? Yeah, he's a 6'7" guard. Well, he's a. I guess he could be a forward.
Swing guy, maybe.
Swing guy. Well, how about some beef, Jerry? Where's the beef?
6'8", 240. That's not too small.
Okay, we'll take him. All right.
Yeah. Let me ask you this: from a portal standpoint, do you get a sense Virginia has kind of rank ordered these guys, or is it the first people that say yes, or how does that work?
That's a good question. We haven't been able to talk to the coaches about that since we don't get to talk to the coaches in the off season very much. So we don't know. I guess it's everybody's guess as to if I'm sure they have a pecking order that they would like to have fall in line. But in some cases, beggars can't be choosers either, right? So you're out there recruiting against other programs for all these guys. And
now the guy you talked about last week that I really liked was the guy Blue Kane. Now he's a shooter, but I love the name. You know,
I love
he's a PA PA announcer's dream. Another basket by Blue Kane.
I noticed that in the videos of him shooting, the PA announcers always would make sure they dragged out his entire name, and he can shoot it. He can fill it up. He's one of the most impressive shooters I've seen on video in the last couple of years. The other kid that Virginia was in a mix for this past recruiting class from the Northeast, I can't remember his name, but he ended up going somewhere else. But that guy could fill it up. This guy can fill it up, too. He even has a man bun, reminiscent of one Kyle Guy. So he looks about as rail thin as Kyle Guy was when he got here. So I know he plans to make a visit to Virginia as soon as this season is over. Believe it or not, he's still playing this weekend in some high school all-star games. And I would imagine he would come up to Charlottesville sometime in the very near future. He was Georgia Tech's only signee back in November. And when they did not bring back Josh Pastner, he asked out of his national letter of intent, and Georgia Tech allowed him to get out. So,
you know, I'll let Frank get in here in a moment. One other question, and maybe you don't know the answer to this. I probably should. Is there any timetable on this? Is there a time when guys have to make the decision, or as long as they decide by the time practice starts?
I don't think there's any timetable right now because people are still jumping into the portal. For goodness sake, I saw some guys that jumped in yesterday. I think it's pretty much just whenever they make up their minds as to where they want to go, because a lot of these guys still haven't made any visits yet, and even some of the guys that Virginia has been looking at, like the Will Shaver kid from North Carolina, I don't think he's visited anyone yet. And so they're still mapping out visits and still trying to get guys on campus. That's one of the big things, is just to get them here and then sell them once you get them here.
How about that that big man that could really jump? Beagle was his last name. Have you heard anything about him?
I haven't heard anything about him recently.
There was about 2 weeks ago, everybody got all hot and bothered on in the Twitter world and the Sabre posts and all that. There was a seven-footer out there, too.
Yeah, there's a whole list of guys. I think Virginia initially reached out to about 20 guys, and some of them have since signed elsewhere. But there's not much news leaking out on many of these guys. It depends on, you know, who they want to tell or if they want to tell anybody. So a lot of times you just don't know until they actually end up committing somewhere.
Well, it's a strange phenomenon. I was reading two nights ago about North Carolina was having a hard time keeping players on their roster. And, you know, Hubert Davis must be pulling his hair out because he had to endure one of the most, you know, horrendous seasons for a preseason number one that any school could have gone through.
We'll be kind. We'll call it disappointing.
Yes. Well, I mean, you know, Virginia had a disappointing end to the season, but
absolutely.
Carolina had a disappointing winter. I mean, the whole winter. Here's my question to you. Do you, Jerry, get the sense that Tony Bennett and Jason Wilford and the rest of the staff have got the relationships that they need to rebuild the front line that they need to have? Because, you know, Virginia's got some guards, assuming Beekman returns and doesn't follow through and go pro. And based upon what I've read, he's not one of the top point guards at all. He's, you know, he's like closer to like number 9 or 10 or 8 or something. And he's not going to be drafted on day one or two. So why would you do it? I mean, I would think he's just testing the waters and coming back. So what do you think?
You would hope so in his case. I think his offensive game could still use another year of seasoning. He isn't showing up very well in the mock drafts that I've seen. And, you know, if you second round, there's no guaranteed money there. So
yep.
You're taking a big risk, unless you just really want to get out of school and go to Europe or play in the G League or something like that. But
And that's really what Armand Franklin wanted to do. Armand Franklin had enough education in college basketball, and he wanted to get out there and go make money somewhere. And I can't blame him. He 5 years of college is enough, right?
You would think.
And, yeah, I think so. I think he was ready to move on. And
He played hard.
I think Tony and Jason have enough contacts and everything. I noticed that on Twitter today that Jason did something sort of uncharacteristic of him. He had a video of himself saying who's next and was a little animated in his video, which kind of leads me to believe that something's brewing, that there might be somebody commitment in the next day or two, if not tonight.
Well, I think the Virginia fan base very much wants and needs that. Let me ask you, let's pivot to football for a minute. You've got the spring game coming up on Saturday, and by all accounts, there's more enthusiasm based upon the Zoom calls I've been on. You know, the final spring practices are wrapping up this week, and what's your take on spring football for the University of Virginia?
Well, yeah, I think they've got the kids excited about the spring and the look at the few workouts that I've been to. There seems to be a lot of excitement in the air and enthusiasm. I guess they kind of look at it as a fresh start with some new coaches, some new faces, and second year in the program. Most people seem to be on the same page now as opposed to last year. And I guess it's just a matter of we'll wait and see in the fall what happens, because, you know, there's two schools of thought out there that the program's headed in the right direction and they got the right people in the place and the personnel is buying in, and there's another that there's not as much confidence. So I don't know. I don't think we'll be able to tell any of that until we see what happens this season.
Jerry, if it's all right, we'd like to jump to break real quick. We'd like to keep you on the line, bring you back on the other side so we can talk a little bit more about football and maybe baseball, lacrosse, tennis, whatever. So stay with us, will you?
Yeah, sure.
All right, Who's Talking will continue in just a few moments, and we're delighted that Jerry Ratcliffe can stay with us. So stay with us.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces, whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Broad location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of EBA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank, serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA Sports. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you suffer from allergies? Are you tired of feeling tired? Are you getting sinus infection after sinus infection? You may even have eczema or asthma. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist and find out what's causing your symptoms. Remember, if you're trying to put out a fire, stop pouring gas on it. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist today. You can find us at richmondallergy.com.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth. Charles McDaniel, starting UVA linebacker from 82 to 85, set a record with 130 tackles.
Now McDaniel is the president of Hildrop Moving and Storage, an agent for United Van Lines.
The same discipline McDaniel showed on the field is now seen through his leadership at Hildrop.
Whether you're moving your home, company, or employees, Hildrop is committed to helping you get to your next destination with ease.
Their game plan, to be the best moving services company, period.
Next time you need help moving, call Hildrop at 800-476-6683.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletic Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Brennan Armstrong, quarterback for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos!
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA Athletics, it's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Who's Talking? Final segment tonight. We're delighted that soon to be Hall of Fame beat writer Jerry Ratcliffe is still with us, and Hobbo has got a litany of questions he wants to throw at you.
Absolutely, a lot of questions. Well, you know, Jerry, it was Ronald Reagan who had the famous line, "Trust but verify." But I'm worried about the Virginia fan base from the standpoint of football. What do you think is a realistic expectation for the coming season, and how are we going to get the fans back in Scott Stadium?
That's a $64 million question, Hobo. I don't know who has the answer to that. I think the only way to get it back is to win. And, you know, I don't see a whole lot of that coming this fall unless something drastically changes. And I don't know what that would be because there's not a lot of experienced players in some of the skilled positions coming back.
In that regard, have you seen the Musket kid practice or have talked to anybody about? I know they seem to be encouraged by his performance in the spring. What do you hear?
A little bit. I'm anxious to see him on Saturday. We don't get to see much when we go to the practices. We get to see a little bit. I like the kid. He has a great attitude, and I know he's trying hard. I don't know. I don't know how his game translates to Power 5 football. We won't be able to tell that until he actually gets out there and the bullets are flying. And, you know, the same with Jay Wolfolk. We only saw him against Notre Dame in an unfair test to him when he was a true freshman with no experience.
Yeah, that was nuts. They should never have done that to him. But anyway,
I think they'll settle that battle come training camp. It's too early to decide your starter right now. And I mean, you know, starting off the season essentially at Tennessee, I think that was a mistake. I think they should have, if they were going to drop a game, they should have found somebody they could beat and build a little confidence with a fairly young team. And you're trying to rebuild a program. And the only way to do that is to try to build confidence and get some wins. And then you come back at home next week and play JMU, a team that's going to be like their Super Bowl, trying to beat Virginia in that game. So I don't think they've done a really smart job of scheduling over there.
You know, it reminds me of that clown.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletic Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Brennan Armstrong, quarterback for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos!
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student-athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Jeff McDonald and Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 8s, 804-888-8888.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now. At Kelleher, we have been serving the Metro Richmond area for over 50 years. We specialize in Trane heating and cooling products. In addition to serving all your heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical generator, and heating oil needs.
With a fourth generation now in the business, Kelleher's team has the depth you can bet on for years to come. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's hard to stop the Kelleher team. Orange and blue serving you since 1968.
The mission is clear at the Fazen Center, to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Fazen School, the Fazen Behavioral Health Clinic, and Fazen Adult Services.
To learn more, go to FazenCenter.org and consider making an online gift. Or call the Fazen Center at 804-612-1947. Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobo-Hopka on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Crank it up. Dire Straits, baby. Linnell is cranking Dire Straits right here in the 910 studio.
That's a good song for the UVA basketball roster as we lead into that. We're kind of in Dire Straits.
That's the name of the band, Sally. Oh. All right. Great show so far. We've got none other than UVA beat writer, podcaster, .com aficionado.
Soon to be Hall of Famer.
Soon to be this summer in the Virginia State Hall of Fame, Mr. Jerry Ratcliffe.
Hey, Jerry, thanks for taking a few minutes to join us tonight. We really appreciate your being on.
Always fun to be with you guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you don't think I listen to these things, but I heard your podcast the other day with Chris Graham, and I think at the time you were talking about Robert Jennings, one of the guys in the portal that Virginia is trying to attract. He was in town this past weekend. I think you said there was a second portal attendee this past weekend. Did you ever figure out who the second person was?
Jordan Miner, I think, from Merrimack, was the other kid. He's grad transfer. Was the NEC Player of the Year and Defensive Player of the Year. Had some nice numbers up there, and would probably be a nice role player for Virginia should he come here.
He's a guard, right? Minor?
Yeah, he's a 6'7" guard. Well, I guess he could be a forward.
Swing guy, maybe.
Swing guy. Well, how about some beef? Jerry, where's the beef?
6'8", 240. That's not too small.
Okay, we'll take him. All right.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. From a portal standpoint, do you get a sense Virginia has kind of rank ordered these guys, or is it the first people that say yes, or how does that work?
That's a good question. We haven't been able to talk to the coaches about that since we don't get to talk to the coaches in the off season very much. So we don't know. I guess it's everybody's guess as to if I'm sure they have a pecking order that they would like to have fall in line, but in some cases, beggars can't be choosers either, right? So you're out there recruiting against other programs for all these guys. And
now, the guy you talked about last week that I really liked was the guy Blue Kane. Now, he's a shooter, but I love the name. You know,
I love
he's a PA announcer's dream. Another basket by Blue Kane.
I noticed that in the videos of him shooting, the PA announcers always would make sure they dragged out his entire name. And he can shoot it. He can fill it up. He's one of the most impressive shooters I've seen on video in the last couple of years. The other kid that Virginia was in the mix for this past recruiting class from the Northeast, I can't remember his name, but he ended up going somewhere else. But that guy could fill it up. This guy can fill it up, too. He even has a man bun, reminiscent of one Kyle Guy. So he looks about as rail thin as Kyle Guy was when he got here. So I know he plans to make a visit to Virginia as soon as this season is over. Believe it or not, he's still playing this weekend in some high school all-star games. And I would imagine he would come up to Charlottesville sometime in the very near future. He was Georgia Tech's only signee back in November, and when they did not bring back Josh Pastner, he asked out of his national letter of intent, and Georgia Tech allowed him to get out. So,
you know, I'll let Frank get in here in a month. One other question, and maybe you don't know the answer to this. I probably should. Is there any timetable on this? Is there a time when guys have to make the decision, or as long as they decide by the time practice starts?
I don't think there's any timetable right now because people are still jumping into the portal, for goodness sake. I saw some guys that jumped in yesterday. I think it's pretty much just whenever they make up their minds as to where they want to go, because a lot of these guys still haven't made any visits yet, and even some of the guys that Virginia has been looking at, like the Will Shaver kid from North Carolina, I don't think he's visited anyone yet. And so they're still mapping out visits and still trying to get guys on campus. That's one of the big things, is just to get them here. Sell them once you get them here.
How about that that big man that could really jump? Beagle was his last name. Have you heard anything about him?
I haven't heard anything about him recently.
There was about 2 weeks ago, everybody got all hot and bothered on in the Twitter world and the Sabre posts and all that.
Yeah. These guys
There was a seven-footer out there, too.
Yeah, there's a whole list of guys. I think Virginia initially reached out to about 20 guys, and some of them have since signed elsewhere. But there's not much news leaking out on many of these guys. It depends on, you know, who they want to tell or if they want to tell anybody. So a lot of times you just don't know until they actually end up committing somewhere.
Well, it's a strange phenomenon. I was reading two nights ago about North Carolina was having a hard time keeping players on their roster. And, you know, Hubert Davis must be pulling his hair out because he had to endure one of the most, you know, horrendous seasons for a preseason number one that any school could have gone through.
We'll be kind. We'll call it disappointing.
Yes. Well, I mean, you know, Virginia had a disappointing end of the season, but
absolutely.
Carolina had a disappointing winter. I mean, the whole winter. Here's my question to you. Do you, Jerry, get the sense that Tony Bennett, Jason Wilford, the rest of the staff have got the relationships that they need to rebuild the front line that they need to have? Because, you know, Virginia's got some guards, assuming Beekman returns and doesn't follow through and go pro. And based upon what I've read, he's not one of the top point guards at all. He's like closer to like number 9 or 10 or 8 or something. And he's not going to be drafted on day one or two. So why would you do it? I mean, I would think he's just testing the waters and coming back. So what do you think?
You would hope so in his case. I think his offensive game could still use another year of seasoning. He isn't showing up very well in the mock drafts that I've seen. And, you know, if you second round, there's no guaranteed money there. So
yep.
You're taking a big risk, unless you just really want to get out of school and go to Europe or play in the G League or something like that. But
And that's really what Armaan Franklin wanted to do. Armaan Franklin had enough education in college basketball, and he wanted to get out there and go make money somewhere. And I can't blame him. What was it? 5 years of college is enough, right?
You would think.
And, yeah, I think so. I think he was ready to move on. And
He played hard.
I think Tony and Jason have enough contacts and everything. I noticed that on Twitter today that Jason did something sort of uncharacteristic of him. He had a video of himself saying who's next and was a little animated in his video, which kind of leads me to believe that something's brewing, that there might be somebody commitment in the next day or two, if not tonight.
I think the Virginia fan base very much wants and needs that. Let me ask you, let's pivot to football for a minute. You've got the spring game coming up on Saturday, and by all accounts, there's more enthusiasm based upon the Zoom calls I've been on. You know, the final spring practices are wrapping up this week, and what's your take on spring football for the University of Virginia?
Well, yeah, I think they've got the kids excited about the spring and the look at the few workouts that I've been to. There seems to be a lot of excitement in the air and enthusiasm. I guess they kind of look at it as a fresh start with some new coaches, some new faces. And second year in the program, most people seem to be on the same page now as opposed to last year. And, I guess it's just a matter of we'll wait and see in the fall what happens because, you know, there's two schools of thought out there that the program's headed in the right direction and they got the right people in the place and the personnel is buying in, and there's another that there's not as much confidence. So I don't know. I don't think we'll be able to tell any of that until we see what happens this season.
Jerry, if it's all right, we'd like to jump to break real quick. We'd like to keep you on the line, bring you back on the other side so we can talk a little bit more about football and maybe baseball, lacrosse, tennis, whatever. So stay with us, will you?
Yeah, sure.
All right, Who's Talking will continue in just a few moments, and we're delighted that Jerry Ratcliffe can stay with us. So stay with us.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces. Whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Broad location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of UVA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank, serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA sports. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you suffer from allergies? Are you tired of feeling tired? Are you getting sinus infection after sinus infection? You may even have eczema or asthma. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist and find out what's causing your symptoms. Remember, if you're trying to put out a fire, stop pouring gas on it. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist today. You can find us at richmondallergy.com.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Charles McDaniel, starting UVA linebacker from 82 to 85, set a record with 130 tackles.
Now McDaniel is the president of Hildrip Moving and Storage, an agent for United Van Lines.
The same discipline McDaniel showed on the field is now seen through his leadership at Hildrip.
Whether you're moving your home, company, or employees, Hildrip is committed to helping you get to your next destination with ease.
Their game plan, to be the best moving services company, period.
Next time you need help moving, call Hildrum at 800-476-6683.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift community. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletic Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Brennan Armstrong, quarterback for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos!
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA Athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hopgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Who's Talking? Final segment tonight. We're delighted that future, or nearly...
soon to be Hall of Famer.
Soon to be Hall of Fame beat writer, Jerry Ratcliffe, is still with us. And Hobbo has got a litany of questions he wants to throw at you.
Absolutely, a lot of questions. Well, you know, Jerry, you know, it was Ronald Reagan who had the famous line, trust but verify. But I'm worried about the Virginia fan base from the standpoint of football. What do you think is a realistic expectation for the coming season, and how are we going to get the fans back in Scott Stadium?
That's a $64 million question, Hobbo. I don't know who has the answer to that. I think the only way to get them back is to win, and you know, I don't see a whole lot of that coming this fall, unless something drastically changes, and I don't know what that would be, because there's not a lot of experienced players in some of the skilled positions coming back.
In that regard, have you seen the Musket kid practice or have talked to anybody about? I know they seem to be encouraged by his performance in the spring. What do you hear?
A little bit. I'm anxious to see him on Saturday. We don't get to see much when we go to the practices. We get to see a little bit. I like the kid. He has a great attitude, and I know he's trying hard. I don't know. I don't know how his game translates to Power 5 football. We won't be able to tell that until he actually gets out there and the bullets are flying. And, you know, the same with Jay Wolfolk. We only saw him against Notre Dame in an unfair test to him when he was a true freshman with no experience.
Yeah, that was nuts. They should never have done that to him. But anyway,
I think they'll settle that battle come training camp. It's too early to decide your starter right now. And starting off the season essentially at Tennessee, I think that was a mistake. I think they should have, if they were going to drop a game, they should have found somebody they could beat and build a little confidence with a fairly young team. And you're trying to rebuild a program, and the only way to do that is to try to build confidence and get some wins. And then you come back at home next week and play JMU, a team that's gonna be like their Super Bowl, trying to beat Virginia in that game. So I don't think they've done a really smart job of scheduling over there.
You know, it reminds me of that clown Oliver that they had there for a number of years, who, you know, got Virginia wrapped up in those big games like against Oregon and USC, which, you know, I kept telling people these are bad ideas. You don't play those types of schools that are football factories until you have a pretty darn good team. You just don't do it. It's just, Jerry, let's talk about some of the other sports. UVA baseball, and I didn't see the new rankings today. I'm assuming Virginia moved up. They were seventh last weekend, and they swept Miami convincingly over the weekend. They've got a couple of midweek games, on the 18th they get to play VCU again, but I think they have an ACC series this weekend, maybe, that they're hosting.
They're hosting Pitt.
Yes. So I feel pretty confident that they can take Pitt down. Brian O'Connor seems to have one of the better teams he's had. What do you think?
I think so, and I think he was pretty excited about it even before the season started. He just seemed to be in a really great mood about the whole thing. They play great defense. They have solid pitching, and the hitting with guys like Geloff and Teal are amazing. I think Teal is now leading the nation in RBI.
And Geloff was the ACC Player of the Week. Jerry, we have to leave it there. We've got 10 seconds left in the show. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Jerry.
Big show next week, 6 o'clock. Who's talking? And we've invited all the top coaches and some top players.
to talk about the spring game.
Go Hoos.
Thanks for listening to Who's Talking on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of Richmond, TGI Fridays, Clinical Research Partners, Richmond Allergy and Asthma, and Oaklea Press.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces, whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Broad location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of EVA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank, serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA Sports. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you suffer from allergies? Are you tired of feeling tired? Are you getting sinus infection after sinus infection? You may even have eczema or asthma. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists and find out what's causing your symptoms. Remember, if you're trying to put out a fire, stop pouring gas on it. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists today. You can find us at richmondallergy.com.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Charles McDaniel, starting UVA linebacker from 82 to 85, set a record with 130 tackles.
Now McDaniel is the president of Hildrip Moving and Storage, an agent for United Van Lines.
The same discipline McDaniel showed on the field is now seen through his leadership at Hildrip.
Whether you're moving your home, company, or employees, Hildrip is committed to helping you get to your next destination with ease.
Their game plan, to be the best moving services company, period.
Next time you need help moving, call Hildrip at 800-476-6683.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletic Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Brennan Armstrong, quarterback for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos!
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Who's Talking? Final segment tonight. We're delighted that soon to be Hall of Fame beat writer Jerry Ratcliffe is still with us, and Hobbo has got a litany of questions he wants to throw at you.
Absolutely, a lot of questions. Well, you know, Jerry, it was Ronald Reagan who had the famous line, "Trust but verify," but I'm worried about the Virginia fan base from the standpoint of football. What do you think is a realistic expectation for the coming season, and how are we going to get the fans back in Scott Stadium?
That's a $64 million question, Hobbo. I don't know who has the answer to that. I think the only way to get them back is to win. And, I don't see a whole lot of that coming this fall unless something drastically changes. And I don't know what that would be because there's not a lot of experienced players in some of the skilled positions coming back.
In that regard, have you seen the Musket kid practice or talked to anybody about? I know they seem to be encouraged by his performance in the spring. What do you hear?
A little bit. I'm anxious to see him on Saturday. We don't get to see much when we go to the practices. We get to see a little bit. I like the kid. He has a great attitude, and I know he's trying hard. I don't know. I don't know how his game translates to Power 5 football. We won't be able to tell that until he actually gets out there and the bullets are flying. And, the same with Jay Wolfolk. We only saw him against Notre Dame in an unfair test to him when he was a true freshman with no experience.
Yeah, that was nuts. They should never have done that to him. But anyway,
I think they'll settle that battle come training camp. It's too early to decide your starter right now. And starting off the season essentially at Tennessee, I think that was a mistake. I think they should have, if they were going to drop a game, they should have found somebody they could beat and build a little confidence with a fairly young team. And you're trying to rebuild a program. And the only way to do that is to try to build confidence and get some wins. And then you come back at home next week and play JMU, a team that's going to it's gonna be like their Super Bowl, trying to beat Virginia in that game. So I don't think they've done a really smart job of scheduling over there.
You know, it reminds me of that clown Oliver that they had there for a number of years, who, you know, got Virginia wrapped up in those big games, like against Oregon and USC, which, you know, I kept telling people these are bad ideas. You don't play those types of schools that are football factories until you have a pretty darn good team. You just don't do it. It's just, Jerry, let's talk about some of the other sports. UVA baseball, and I didn't see the new rankings today. I'm assuming Virginia moved up. They were seventh last weekend, and they swept Miami convincingly over the weekend. They've got a couple of midweek games, on the 18th they get to play VCU again. But I think they have an ACC series this weekend, maybe, that they're hosting.
They're hosting Pitt.
Yes, so I feel pretty confident that they can take Pitt down. Brian O'Connor seems to have one of the better teams he's had. What do you think?
I think so, and I think he was pretty excited about it even before the season started. He just seemed to be in a really great mood about the whole thing. They play great defense. They have solid pitching, and the hitting with guys like Geloff and Teal are amazing. I think Teal is now leading the nation in RBI.
And Geloff was the ACC Player of the Week. Jerry, we have to leave it there. We've got 10 seconds left in the show. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Jerry.
Big show next week, 6 o'clock. Who's Talking? And we've invited all the top coaches and some top players
to talk about the spring game.
Go Hoos.
Thanks for listening to Who's Talking on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of Richmond, TGI Fridays, Clinical Research Partners, Richmond Allergy and Asthma, and Oaklea Press.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.